Welcome back, everybody. Hey, it's Nick DiGiulio on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. How's everybody doing? It is a Tuesday morning, and Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran will have your morning drive at 6. So there you go. And we're getting ready to play another round of pop-up video. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
I'm ready.
For a little pop-up video?
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's his brother. It's Slip Skipley. Hi, Slip.
Oh, yeah. Good to be back.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
We missed you.
And I know that you fly the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you're also twins. You and Skip are twins. And you're older? Or?
One of us is slightly older. I can't remember.
I can't remember which one either.
It's a family legend that goes back and forth.
So Slip Skipley is here. And so that means we're going to play pop-up video, which means Esmeralda is going to sing, which means Dave and his psychic army of cats are carrying him in right now.
Right.
And the cats will be floating out here outside the window getting ready for Esmeralda.
I hope it was a closed carriage situation because it is raining out. So, you know.
It is. It's a little drizzly.
Yeah. I'm sure the cats are very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but they'll be fine. Once you start singing, everything will be fine.
Sure.
All right, so pop-up video is based on the TV show from the VH1 channels, and it's a board game where we answer questions. On one side of the card, we answer questions about specific song/video, and the other side is like sort of pop culture-related questions about that song.
Mm-hmm.
We do two rounds, and Slip Skipley is our fantastic host. Slip, let's hear the music thing with the thing. Yeah, there it is. It's official. All right, Slip. I go first usually, right? Yes.
Yes.
And then because we want to build up the suspense for the feline army. All right, Slip. Let's see what I can do here.
Let's take it back to 1988 with Steve Winwood's "Roll With It."
Oh man,
I don't even know.
Nick, sing or hum any line from this song.
Roll with it, baby. You know you got to roll with it, honey. Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Roll with it. I hate this song.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
You have. You know it.
Have I? Yeah, I just didn't recognize it from your fantastic
song. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I sounded exactly like it.
Oh,
but, I think the bump is in the library.
Do we have the bump?
Yeah.
Do we have it?
It's in the vault.
Is it? Really? Would it be under W or S? I don't know how they...
S.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Really? I would.
Is it in here? Where is he? Oh, here it is. Okay.
Let's see.
Let's
Maybe you should sing it again. Oh, yeah, I have it.
Roll with it, baby.
There you go.
There's no lyrics because this is the instrumental.
Right. I feel like I'm at a concert right now.
Yeah, that's right. So that's Roll With It.
Esmeralda,
yes.
This video is tinted in a brownish tone called what?
Sepia.
Correct.
Sepia.
Sepia.
Whatever.
It's sepia. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Now what?
Nick, Steve's song, Do You Know What the Night Can Do, was used to promote what beer?
Not
multiple choice.
It's probably only one of the lights, I would assume. Is that the one with the dog?
I don't know why I'm leaning towards this, but I'm gonna say Miller High Life.
Ooh, close! Another '80s favorite, Michelob.
Oh,
Michelob.
Michelob.
Big Mick.
Michelob. Oh, my God. I haven't heard the name Michelob in years, man.
I'm sure that song boosted the sales.
Oh, Michelob. I totally forgot about that. Is Michelob still around?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, Patty has two of them in the fridge downstairs for some odd reason.
Michelob?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I don't know why. No one knows. They're still there, I think, from 1983.
Yeah, they're not going to... I don't think that they're going to be consumed anytime soon. All right, we're tied at one apiece. All right, Esmeralda, I think you're up.
Yep. Mm. Steve Winwood was in the driver's seat of what 60s and 70s band?
Wait, was he in? No, that's someone else. Darn. Eagles. That's completely wrong. I know that's so wrong.
Traffic is the answer.
Traffic.
Oh, I should have
driver's
known
seat.
That.
Driver's seat.
I was.
You should
was
have known
thinking,
that. That's what you do for a living.
I was thinking lead, just lead singer. I didn't think that they were actually giving me the right clue. You know what this is? This is karma from earlier in the day. I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and laughing at what dummies those people were because they couldn't answer questions.
Who's the host now?
I don't know. He's like the standard host man. I don't know who he is. He's hosted other game shows.
Because I don't watch it
you.
Now. Okay.
It's no one notable.
All right. Where are we now? Have we flipped?
We have flipped. It's
we
the
have
extra
flipped.
Credit portion now.
Oh, boy.
We're doing very well on the Steve Winwood this morning.
The gourd is the currency of what country? This is multiple choice. Is it A, Haiti, B, Niger, C, Trinidad, D, Norway? The gourd.
Hmm. Norway.
Haiti.
No.
The gourd is some sort of currency in Haiti.
Norway.
I don't
know. Gourd is like the fruit. Wait, is that that's not a fruit.
No.
Vegetable?
Yeah.
Is it a,
it's like a pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it's in the pumpkin family.
Yeah.
Maybe gourd. Maybe it's French.
Yeah, but it's currency. They're not talking about...
Yeah, but you know, those things, no, but these things are, you know, relate in certain ways in certain countries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Esmeralda, what was the pigment called sepia originally derived from? Is it A, squid ink, B, iron shavings, C, flowers, D, coal slurry? What was sepia originally derived from?
Iron shavings.
Squid ink.
Ah.
Squid ink.
So I was thinking, because sepia looks kind of reddish.
We're doing really well here.
Darn.
Nick, what are hops? Is it A, yeast, B, artificial flavoring, C, flower buds, or D, dried moss?
Flower buds.
Hops are flower buds, correct.
Okay.
Good job.
You're asking an alcoholic a question about hops, so... even though I haven't had a drink, I haven't had a drink in 2 years, but I still know what hops are.
Esmeralda, true or false? A flute is considered a woodwind.
True. Wait, a flute?
A flute is considered a woodwind.
False.
It's true.
It's true.
Ah. Yeah. But man, I thought because if it had a reed, those are reeds.
Yeah.
Reed instruments. Completely, my logic. Trying to do logic, it is not working. It's a good day.
That's good man. Day. That's good.
I was thinking, oh no, woodwinds have all those reeds in them.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it for Steve Winwood?
Yeah, that's the end of
Thank
round one.
God.
I don't like him.
You don't like him?
Steve Winwood. He's out. No, thank you. You have to sing it again.
Yeah.
He wrote Gimme Some Lovin'.
Yeah, he did.
When he was like 16 or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wait, the Gimme Some Lovin'.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote that. Yeah, roll with it, baby!
And then he, this.
Then he wrote Roll With It.
And then Michelob
Ultralight. No, this Traffic has got some good stuff.
Okay.
They do.
I probably do.
Low spark of high heel boys. Low spark of high heel. You worked at the Loop. You know what Traffic. You know Traffic when you'd hear it. Trust me. If anybody who works at the Loop has heard Low Spark of High Heel Boys 9,000 times. Trust me on that. Yeah, man. Little Huang Chung. I love me some Huang Chung. I do. Can I tell you? I love that band. So, hey, welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio. Coming up at 5 is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It is Tuesday morning. Dan Shagru is off this morning, and oddly, Skip Skipley.
I think they skipped out together.
Yeah. So Slip Skipley is here, who sounds a lot like Dan Long, but it's actually Slip Skipsy. Thank you, Skipley. Skipsy. Slipley.
That's his nickname.
Right. All right. It is now 2-1. I'm in the lead after us.
How many questions do we have to answer?
It's 8 total.
Of both?
Four each.
Oh, okay. All right. So I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
That it's only 2-1.
Right. 2-1. So, all right. Now Esmeralda's got to sing. So I see Dave is in the sports department with surrounded by cats. He's ready to go. The cats are floating around him. And they're all ready to bust open garbage cans and run around like lunatics. So, all right, what do we got, Slip?
All right, let's go to 1989, Edie Brickell and New Bohemians, What I Am.
Oh.
Esmeralda, sing any line from this song.
Is what I am, is what I am, is what you are. Don't. What you is. I just know that part. Yeah. What I am is what I am is what you are. Is that even the right line? No?
I can't think so.
It's just a bunch of prepositions.
Yeah. Boy, the cats are disappointed this morning.
Sorry.
Esmeralda. They're very disappointed.
I don't
disappointed.
Know the rest of the words.
They're very disappointed. Do you know who she's married to?
Oh,
wait. No, hold it. No. Oh. No, wait a minute. Hold it. Don't worry about it.
A guy.
A guy. Yeah. All right.
It's a fella.
What an idiot. I keep asking. I can't ask these questions because they're going to pop up. All right. So she gets a point.
Yeah.
Point there.
All right.
Nick, what Disney character makes a brief appearance in the video?
What?
What Disney character makes a brief appearance in this video?
This is not multiple choice?
Oh, my gosh.
No multiple choice.
I remember that video. There was, what?
I don't remember. I'm gonna go Mickey Mouse.
It's his dog, Pluto.
Pluto. I don't remember that at all.
Right?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just like on a TV or something.
Yeah. I just remember
her. I don't
her,
think he just shows up
I just
like,
remember
hey.
Her dancing around
yeah.
with her hair.
It's just her, right?
I don't remember.
I remember yeah. she's wearing a sweater. It might have been.
Maybe that'll come up in the
what
questions.
What was she wearing?
Here. What was she wearing?
A sweater.
Yeah. All right.
All right, believe it or not, this is the next question. Esmeralda, Edie married what singer
oh, okay.
and half of a chart-topping 60s folk duo?
Paul Simon.
Correct.
Yes. I knew it was going to happen.
I thought the sweater question had come
gonna,
up.
No, yeah, like, the sweater question. What was she wearing? Was it sepia-toned? All right.
I think it was, actually.
Esmeralda just pulled ahead, man.
Nick, according to What I Am, what is a smile on a dog?
What
is, quote, a smile on a dog?
So it's clearly,
oh, I
it's,
see. It's a line.
It's a line from the song.
Good thing I couldn't remember it.
Is it happiness?
Religion.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I remember.
Religion.
Yeah. So stupid. Okay.
Over to the extra credit.
Oh, now we're going to flip. We're flipped.
Good.
Flipping. Flip Wilson.
Esmeralda, what is water that's a mixture of fresh and salt water called? A, brackish. B, saltish. D, tidal. I'm sorry, C, tidal. D, funky.
brackish?
Brackish is Ooh. Fresh and salt water, correct.
Oh.
Wow. Pulling way ahead now. You're killing me. All right.
Nick, Walter Lantz.
Yeah.
Created what cartoon character?
Woody Woodpecker.
It? Correct. Multiple choice, you didn't need it.
Oh, I didn't need it. I don't need that.
Oh, wow.
Esmeralda. Edie the Egg Lady is a character in a film by what quirky director? Edie the Egg Lady.
Quirky director. What? What movie?
No, just a just director. The director.
Oh, who the director is? Yeah. Okay. Hitchcock.
Lynch, David Lynch.
John Waters.
Oh, it's John Waters.
Oh, huh.
Edie the Egg. Oh, yeah, Edie the Egg Lady. I'm sorry.
Who's
I thought
Edie
it was
the
in-
Egg Lady.
She's in Pink Flamingos.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Seen the other John Waters movies.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm trying to think. Why did I get that confused with? I got it confused with Eraserhead. That's the woman who lives in the radiator. I got all confused about the woman who lives in the radiator.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of the woman, the log lady.
No, not the log lady.
Maybe like the egg lady.
No, log lady. This episode, this the episode with her when she's dying on Twin Peaks like three weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Made me cry because she the actress was really dying.
Oh no!
And she yeah, she was really really ill. She had oxygen. In her nose, and she did these beautiful scenes over the phone. She's holding the log, and she does these beautiful scenes, and
right.
you know, and everybody knew that she died while they, you know, right after they filmed her stuff, and she was on her deathbed, and she did these scenes, and they were it was heart wrenching.
Well, she was very profound. I remember in the
absolutely
in the original ones,
absolutely,
she spoke.
Yeah. And Lynch, you know, she was really really ill, and Lynch really wanted her to be a part of the reboot. And, you know, he was like, I don't, if you don't want to do it, I know you're really sick. And she insisted on doing it. Three people died after they.
Oh, my gosh.
Miguel Ferrer and the other actor died. Dan, did you watch Twin Peaks, the latest?
No.
It was extraordinary. All right.
Well.
Yeah, no, seriously.
That was
a
bummer.
That's why when I brought up, when you brought up the lunch lady, I suddenly got really sad. All right, what do we got? Well, lunch lady. I'm sorry, log lady. Lunch lady is Chris Farley. Let's talk about another dead guy.
Hoagies and.
All right, what do we got left here?
Quickly, finally, the last one for you.
Okay, this is here the deal. If I get this right, we tie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if I get it wrong, you win.
Oh?
Whose motto is, I am what I am?
Popeye.
Popeye, correct. Oh. There we go.
See, I get the cartoon questions right. Except Pluto. I didn't know Pluto was in there.
I didn't. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that video.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Esmeraldo, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Wildcard Wednesday, Jim Ryan's going to be here to review some concerts and stuff, too.
Very excited.
So we'll see you tomorrow, and the news is coming up.